producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephens Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, a cast of thousands as we put everybody into their proper place. Jillions. The President of the United States, ladies and gentlemen, has announced that he would adopt reforms to prison confinement. I actually think this is quite a good idea. I think there are a lot of circumstances in which this has been abused. So solitary confinement for adults, 10,000 federal prisoners are affected by this. What do you make of this, Jennifer? Is this when we talk about the prison population in general, there is a real problem with who's in jail, why they're in jail, the criminals who are made. Our whole penal system, it seems to me, is fraught with disorder. It is dysfunctional. There are too many people in it. We have too many prisons. We're not really handling it, obviously, by the rate of recidivism. Is that I like that word, recidivism. Number of people who are repeating the same crimes they were sent away for. It's not a powerful, it isn't a useful tool in many circumstances. Maybe we need to have more and better understanding of what is wrong with people when they go to prison in the first place. Yes,
yeah,
no, maybe?
I think, obviously, one of the functions of prison is to rehabilitate people. And I don't know how well we do that. You know, I don't know
we
how
don't
well
do
we
it
teach
well.
People skills.
Look into a number of people. We're not teaching them anything. That's the problem.
What I would say about this new rule, though, that's coming down, the juveniles not being put into solitary. I mean,
Did I say juveniles?
I think you might have said adult, but juveniles. And, you know, for the most part, I'm good with that. I think you want to mainstream these kids as much as possible because you do want to rehabilitate them. Now, you know, are there some cases when maybe that's the only option? Yeah, if they're threatening to hurt themselves or other people, probably you want to keep them in close confinement. So, you know, it's that never say never approach. But I think overall it's probably a pretty good one. When you think about someone like James Holmes, though, who was a juvenile, I mean, you can't...
Well, that's the problem. An individual, it's tough to have a
cookie-cutter
solution.
Yeah, to come up with sweeping rules because there are so many weird exceptions, sadly, when I think it comes to criminal behavior.
Yeah, but to address them in some way, shape, or form, whether this is inspired leadership or not, dealing with the issue of the number of people who are in jail, we have millions between the local jails, the county jails, the state jails, the federal jails, millions of people in jail. And it may sound to you like it's trite, but frankly, all of this hoo-ha about the Oscars and racism and all of that stuff, that's nonsense in comparison to the real issue of racism, which is part of the problem in our penal system. There is, in my opinion, real racism there, as opposed to the phony racism that has come to the surface as a result of all this, we don't have any black people who are nominated.
I think you're allowed to be concerned about more than one form of racism.
Maybe.
I think you're allowed to be concerned about both things.
So you think that the Oscar feud is racist?
Example.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm curious as a for example, because I don't disagree that there could be problems with racism in the justice system. I couldn't tell you any examples in the prison system right off the bat. So what examples are you talking about? What
You're
kind
kidding?
Of treatment happened?
How many blacks are in jail for you smoking marijuana?
I'm talking
and drugs?
About, you said in prison. So what happens once in prison? I said in the justice system, I can see it. I know we've had, there's a real debate about that.
I'm not sure about your question.
Are you saying that there's a problem with treatment of prison? prisoners in jails once they're there?
Yeah.
And I was just asking for an example.
Yeah. There are plenty. California, as a matter of fact, has some pretty good ones. But I can more speak to the Massachusetts correctional system, which I've grown up around. Walpole State Prison is one of the toughest places in the country to be sent. If you're a bad guy, you don't want to be sent under any circumstances to Walpole. And one of the things that goes on there, the Massachusetts... This is, you know, sort of a liberal state. People think, oh, yeah, man, Harvard and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and all these other great universities, they give Boston the feel of being schmat. You know what I mean? Well, how was that? Was that pretty good or not?
It was not that good, but it was okay. Go ahead.
Anyway... the liberals in Boston or in Massachusetts, they pride themselves with being above average in terms
right.
of how... Yeah, right. In fact, yeah,
it's
the elitist crowd. If you look into what goes on at Walpole or Bridgewater State Prison or some of these others, three or four of them that are really bad, the way the blacks are treated by the Irish and the Italians that are in these jails... it is monstrous, and it is something that never really is. I was hoping that the story Whitey Bulger, what was it called, Black Mass? Wasn't that movie with
Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp. I was hoping it would deal with this somewhat. There's local sort of lore about it in Massachusetts, but the number of people that come out in a box from these prisons in terms of black versus white. First of all, the prison is almost 50-50, black and white. And that goes for the whole system in Massachusetts, but the bad ones, especially the bad prisons. And the kinds of sort of wars that go on, turf wars that go on in these prisons, is just amazing. But the guards are all white, and so they favor the Italians and the Irish and the others that are in these prisons. And the blacks, I mean, given the fact that this is a tough place to be and a lot of really bad people are there, but the way the blacks are treated, woof,
So it's more divided.
It's exasperating
there. With race, or like with the Irish and the Italians.
Yes, right.
Okay.
And the reason that I bring it up is because so many people think Boston is the seat of liberalism. Boston is one of the most racist places that exist in this country. And it isn't just about, I mean, we talk about racism, it becomes a word that's sort of a throwaway or almost a punchline. I noticed in a related item, the actress Charlotte Rampling, you've heard me talk about this movie 45 that's around now and has been playing in the art houses, but now it's in the mainstream because it's gotten so much recognition. For whatever the reason, I think she's been nominated for an Academy Award. So she was asked yesterday by TMZ whether she thought that this was a problem. And she said something that has not gotten as much attention as whatever Chris Rock says. He's the one they chase around. She said, this is racist to whites. She was on a French radio network. She said, quote, this is Charlotte Rampling, the actress, in the debate over Academy Award nomination, said, quote, one cannot really know, but perhaps the black actors did not deserve to make the final list. She has been nominated Best Actress for 45 years. She said, that the protest lacking diversity among nominees just may be that there aren't that many good roles. Maybe they should be not protesting the Oscars, but protesting who's getting some of the roles. How many roles are written for black actors? Are there particular parts or are there parts, for example, I think about Denzel Washington and his role. Remember that movie, The Equalizer, that was out last year? Mm-hmm. That was based on the television show that starred Edward, and I can't remember his last name, an older Irish white guy. And yet in the movie, the same role was portrayed by a black actor. All right, so can you take...
Well, look at 24. You've got your new Jack Bauer cast.
Yeah, and that
and
lady
he's,
is
he's
from...
He's a black actor.
Yeah, right. Both, I think, the leads are black, aren't they?
I haven't heard. I've only seen the one story so far today. But
all right. So anyway, me thinks that there is much to do about nothing here, and we rail on it. And And so what gets solved? We don't solve the prison situation. We don't solve the movie situation. We don't solve our own racism. Why is that? Why can't we just look at ourselves? Look in the mirror. You know who you are. Figure it out. And then figure out why you are that way. And if you're happy about your feelings, that's swell. Good. Be a racist.
Nice, Dougie.
See if I care. All right. 16 after the hour. Good day. Yeah.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket. Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
19 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I focused on the Flint, Michigan situation. One of the things that's really good here, Jennifer, is that a lot of companies and organizations have stepped up to the plate. This is a perfect example of how the government makes a mess of things and the private sector sort of figures it out. And as much as some people, including yours truly, throw stones at Walmart from time to time, the folks at Walmart and the beverage makers, you know, the big companies that own, like Coca-Cola owns and distributes more water than anything else it sells. Did you know that? More water than anything else.
Or, I think, is their brand.
Yeah, they have a whole bunch of them. Anyway, they have delivered 175 truckloads of water from the Walmart warehouses to the city of Flint. And also, Planned Parenthood has been distributing water to those, and filters as well, because you can use the water, I guess, to a point. Last weekend, there have been, over the last 5 or 6 days, 10,000 different bottles of, not 10,000, 6 million bottles of water distributed.
Think about how genius that is, too. Lots of good publicity.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three days in the living room. Three.
Hi, actually.
Yeah, ho-ho-ho is so last night.
Yeah. Maybe we should just
put away all that mess already.
Right, exactly. Okay, so we're creating another mess right now. You can sort it out by dialing 888-302-3684. You've actually been doing a wonderful job sorting out these different artists and the songs. In the last week or so, we've had several that were difficult. I think Jennifer would describe them as difficult. Popular songs with a theme. So we have three together, and if you figure out what they have in common, you'll dial us at 888-302-3684 and win Maria Trilogy's book, Life is Great If You Do the Work, and it is. So let us, this is an example of life being great. Where else could you find the opportunity to have some fun listening to music and then win a swell prize? Here's the first tune in the threesome, Gloria Estefan and Reach.
In forever, though. It's kind of one of those songs that was really popular and then just sort of went away.
It was from 1996, one of the big hits that year, nominated for a Grammy, lost out to Tony Braxton's Unbreak My Heart. Gloria also recorded a Spanish version of this song, included vocals from Placido Domingo, Julio Iglesias, John Secada, and Ricky Martin. This song was number two on the dance charts as well as being a big hit here in our country. It was big in other countries. So Gloria Estefan starts our threesome with Reach. All right, so that's first song. Second one, Whitney Houston's One Moment in Time. I guess that's one word we could use for these two songs. This one was number one this time in 1988. Albert Hammond, remember him, had a couple of hits on his own, but he mostly was a writer. He wrote this song, said he wrote it because he was inspired by Elvis, wishing that the king would have been able to sing this song. Imagine how this song would have been if Elvis Presley had done it. Wow. Been used in a lot of sports events, including the World Series in 1988. By the way, the Dodgers won that one. Remember, Jennifer?
I do, actually, BTAs. Yes, quite well.
Mm-hmm. And 1995 at the Baltimore Orioles game when Cal Ripken Jr. beat Lou Gehrig's record for consecutive games played. So One Moment in Time, second song, Whitney Houston, first one, Gloria Estefan and Reach. Third song is Celine Dion.
It is
Let's see, what do we have going here? 888-302-3684. This is a song from 1996. Went gold, hit the charts all over the world. It was big in Japan for some reason. Everywhere else, this was the B-side of Because You Loved Me. And
sure.
It still did.
That was a
extraordinary. It was a big, big song. This is a good song. I think many people remember it. So what do these three songs have in common? 888-302-3684. Let's see here. This song was used a couple of cartoons. The A and the B were just as good. I guess that's the point I'm trying to make. So when have you heard this? Let's see what we can figure out here. Make it work quickly. Karen, hi. Welcome to Good Day. What do you have in your mind as to the commonality of these songs?
I was saying about that one moment being able to strive for that.
Let's see if we can get a little bit more out of this. Roger, what do you think? Richie, yeah, there it is. Roger, what do you think?
I think it's reaching for a higher potential in life.
Yeah, okay. These songs were all used in the Olympics, so nobody quite hit it right, but that's where they came from. Thank you all. 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, if your dog or cat was diagnosed with cancer, it was pretty much a death sentence, but not so much anymore, especially with early detection. These are the things you should look for according to the Veterinary Cancer Society. Persistent abnormal swelling, sores that don't heal, loss of weight, loss of appetite, any bleeding or discharge from any body opening, offensive odor, difficulty eating or swallowing, hesitation to exercise or loss of stamina, persistent lameness or stiffness, difficulty breathing, urinating, or defecating. If your pet has any of these early warning signs, visit your veterinarian as soon as possible. As I said, early detection can make a big difference. There are some breeds that are more prone. For example, Golden Retrievers, Labrador Retrievers, Rottweilers, Bernese Mountain Dogs, and Boxers all have a higher tendency towards cancer. So you know what you're getting into when you purchase one of those dogs. Bottom line is, if you notice any of the signs, get to your vet right away. Many cancers can be cured or controlled. I'm Warren Eckstein.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
This Valentine's Day, some people will buy flowers. But on the one day when love is truly in bloom, come to Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, for a gift that's much more special. The Pandora Petals of Love gift set. It features a sterling silver and CZ Petals of Love pendant and matching stud earrings in a heart-shaped box. And it's only $150 while supplies last. The one gift that says be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
At the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. It pleases me to be able to say that put the two of them together. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kara is taking your calls at 888-302-3684. We haven't talked to Roberta for a while. She's in the midst of the snowstorm. I think you were in New York, right? Are you in New York?
Yes, I was in New York during the snowstorm. It was quite incredible, I'll tell you that.
Things that are trending at DougSteffen.com today, the blizzard and how much it has cost these sorts of folks. This is always the focus. Okay, this is what it cost the city. This is what it cost the state. This would cost the federal government. And so we listen to that stuff. And then you hear the stories about people who've gotten stuck and wah, I can't go get my... I watched a piece of video last night. This woman is wah, I can't go get my Social Security check. I can't get my welfare check. Oh, my God. Well, I suppose it's life and death for a lot of people. And under the circumstances.
I know. I can't believe you're making some of them. Well, I can't get my Social Security.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes maybe they need it.
Check the paycheck or, you know, Social Security check, the Social Security check.
Yeah. I just
check's like, stop your wine and rub some dirt on it. You'll be fine.
Well, I haven't thought about it that way, but anyway.
You're pathetic over there.
Yeah, it was beautiful in New York. I have to tell you, you know, when they instituted the, on Saturday at 2:30, the transportation ban, that absolutely no cars could be on the road or taxis or anything whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Later that night, we were walking down the middle of Third Avenue. It was like a pedestrian wall.
Right.
All the streets in New York, everybody was out. Mm-hmm. That was the incredible thing about being in Manhattan, that everybody was out. The streets were packed. People were just having the greatest time skiing and sledding and throwing, you know, snowballs at each other and just walking down the middle of Fifth Avenue.
Right. Where'd you see a report about that? There was all these people that couldn't... I listened I watched it last night. 97% of the city of New York and all the boroughs were cleaned out. And there were some streets, side streets, that didn't get cleaned out. So that's where CBS News went with a camera. Can you believe the height of these snowbanks and these people are shoveling out their cars and nobody's gotten clean? And
let me tell you, they've done away with all alternate side of the street parking regulations for the entire week. So you don't have to move your car from one side of the street to another. Mm-hmm. Because, Doug, let me tell you, cars are buried. First, they were buried in the snowfall, and then the plows came through and threw another 3 feet of snow up against the side of the cars.
Mm-hmm. There was a picture on Instagram yesterday. I follow Kelly Ripa, and we know how tiny she is, right? I mean, the girl is like just a teeny tiny little person. She was standing next to all of this accumulated snow. Must have been outside the Regis and Michael studio, Kelly and Michael studio, and the difference between her and all the snow on the street was, I mean, amazing. Hysterical, she looked like a little ant compared to the snow pile.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of snow here. There's a lot of snow.
Well, 41 people died in the circumstances, not only New York, but through the Mid-Atlantic down to New Jersey and Virginia. Richie just got picked out yesterday. Did you post that picture that you sent to me, you driving out of your driveway yesterday?
No, not yet.
That was actually a good picture because it showed when you go through the circumstance, they plow the streets, they can't get down to the asphalt. There's always going to be a layer of
packed snow.
Right. And then when it got warm, as it did yesterday and the day before, some of the snow melts and then it gets really cold at night and it becomes like a crystalline, almost like an iceberg. And it's shiny, but it's like with the shine comes unbelievably slippery conditions. And those are more dangerous, I think, than the snow itself, frankly, especially if you're driving. I was just looking at a story. One of the kids that works for me on the farm works for the Transit Authority, and his job is to clear the tracks. And even though they didn't get much snow in Boston, there was a lot of ice. And trains, if they don't keep you'd think that with the weight of these locomotives and these cars, the locomotives weigh about 40 tons. So you'd think with the weight of the locomotives that they would be able to crush whatever ice there is on the rails. Not always the case. There are a couple of pictures of trains sliding into stations. More trolley than regular trains, but you know that kind of stuff goes on. And because with the modern era brings us around to that, sometimes we don't think about how it is to cope with those things now versus what it was like when, you know, everything was pure and clean. What did you start to say, Richie?
The thing you're going to see in the news tomorrow, unfortunately, is people getting hit on the road, walking in the street. I just drove in from Northern Virginia down into just outside of D.C. and had to take side roads because the main roads were being plowed, so it was just backed up because people are trying to get in today. So bulldozers on the main road, so you come on the side roads. And these are four-lane roads with Metro bus stops on them, and people are standing in the middle of a snow-packed road with only 1.5 lanes waiting for the bus, some with small kids in their hands.
Yeah.
And you're just like, this is so dangerous.
Target practice.
It's like a video game trying not to hit somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can't control. Most people, and as unfortunate as it is, the younger drivers especially, just don't have the experience. So they ought not to be. Teenagers shouldn't be driving in this condition.
Somebody's going to get hit.
Because they just don't know how to deal. And many adults don't know how to deal with driving in the snow. If they, you know, down in some of the areas south of you, Richie, where they had a lot of snow in the Carolinas.
And it's not normal.
No, right. They don't know how to get rid of it.
You know, and the other realization I've had, Doug, yesterday you were like, oh, you people, I know how to handle snow and everything. And we, it's fine. We get that all the time from the north. And it's just like us
from the
teasing
north.
The Los Angelians and the
San Diegans rain.
When they get rain, you know?
Yeah. Right. It's
you're used to it, but the infrastructure that each city has, the farther north you go on the East Coast, they're just built for this. And in the Midwest, they're just built for this. They have bulldozers every day.
Yeah. I was
telling,
Rich, I was telling Doug that I was on Twitter yesterday. I was just seeing what was trending. You know, I'd like to, it's a good way to know what kind of the big news stories are, right? And I see Californians trending. That's weird. What's going on? And it's people on the East Coast ticked off at Californians for making fun of them that there's no snow on the ground, talking about our beautiful weather.
Right,
and it was actually a trend on Twitter.
I had a bunch of friends who have moved to Florida teasing all of us. You know, I'd get a post.
People were complaining, I can't get north out of Florida. What the hell do you want to go north from Florida for? If you're there, stay there.
Even my daughter, who lives in Los Angeles, tweeted me a picture of herself,
right.
Walking in Birkenstocks going, what snow?
65 degrees.
But you know what, Roberta?
Rub it in.
You just created a wonderful picture in my mind, because I can remember during a very serious snowstorm, and I don't remember how many years ago it was, walking down the streets of my town, and because I had, now I'm going back to it, it was 1978, the blizzard of 78, when we had so much snow in the Boston area and in New England. I remember, because I was in the bus business at the time, and we used to run the service between Boston and Worcester. And on Route 9, I remember my next-door neighbor who had become friends. He and I, he was in the construction business, and I was in the farming business. We both had equipment, so we were sharing a garage. So we made it from our house to the garage to get a hold of a couple of backhoes and loaders and stuff to clear out some of the areas where we needed to get our businesses going. And we drove over Route 9. I can remember this like it was yesterday. Route 9 is a four-lane highway that goes between Boston and Worcester. One of my buses was halfway up the hill. There were 400 cars. We got out and we counted them. 400 cars that were just there. They were snowed in. The snow got bad. The buses stopped. The cars stopped. They couldn't move. So people were in their cars for a couple of days in some circumstances. They run out of gas, so they go to the next car that still had gas, or the buses that were loaded with people and they had fuel in them. So people just existed there, and they had fun with it. And today, if that were happening, that was, what, 40 years ago. If that had happened today, you'd have, because of the news media, like mayhem. But the people made the best of it then. And I remember, you know, people get out of the buses. There was a coffee shop there that the guy kept open so people could at least go get some muffins. And he couldn't get any supplies, but he had enough coffee for everybody. And in some circumstances, people were out there on this highway, stuck, couldn't go anywhere for a couple of days. And they made the best of it. And the only sad thing that happened, and I remember this, it's till today sticks in my craw. There was an old guy, his name was Bernsey. He was 66 years old, and he was going to retire. He had driven the bus for the company that I owned and the predecessor for 49 years. He'd been going up and down Route 9 and the Mass Turnpike from Boston to Worcester. He was going to retire the next week. His bus got stuck. He got out, and he and a lot of the passengers were trying to figure out how to move it, and he had a heart attack and died. And, it, you know, it's just that kind of stuff. But it's funny, I remember that. But I also remember thinking how beautiful it was, Roberta, to go walk. The lights were on, and there was nobody home. That's really. And the way you described it was so beautiful. It just made me go back to that point. And though I laugh about it now because I've become an Angelian part-time in the wintertime and haven't been in the winter from, what, 1987, I think, is the last time I spent a winter in New England. So, you know, I'm a bit spoiled. You're able to get out of it, Roberta, and go down to New Orleans. And Jennifer, you have never... See, the difference between all of us and Jennifer is she's never lived in it. She's had to get stuck in a snowstorm.
It makes me sad a little bit because...
Really?
As a California girl... not being stuck in a snowstorm.
Out my backyard.
Yeah. The one thing I kind of regret about living in California is that we really only have two of the four seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that my
good
school kind of like I know that I'd be sick of the snow after one or two times, like I get it, but part of my soul sort of yearns for it. You know what I mean? Like we never, I don't know, my mom and I were laughing.
That's my big thing about living in D.C. is we have fall and winter.
Yeah.
And I would miss that.
Yeah. My mom and I were laughing, and I said, is it weird that I'm actually jealous of the people that are stuck inside right now? She's like, no. Wouldn't it be great to have a fire going in the fire? I mean, because as a Californian, you go.
And I told Doug this yesterday.
There's novelty.
I told Doug this yesterday. The great part of one of these big snowstorms is the neighborhood aspect of
it.
Saturday night, you know, four of our houses got together, and we all bought crock pots of chili, and everybody brought beer.
Yeah,
wine, and the kids were out outside playing, and you really get to, you know, even neighbors that I don't talk to that much halfway down the street, they're out shoveling the driveway. You're all in the same circumstance and situation. Mm-hmm. So you chat, you talk, and then the neighbors that you're really close to, you all get together, watch the football games, help each other dig each other's driveways out.
There's you really do that with your neighbors?
About that. Yeah. Yeah. I dug four driveways out.
That's a move to a better neighborhood, Roberta. I mean, Jennifer.
But what no one talks about is what happens, especially in Manhattan or in a big city after a snowstorm. It gets filthy and dirty, and it's been a little bit of freezing during the day, so everything kind of gets soft and mushy. So now it's like a soft, mushy gray.
I hate that.
And then it freezes at night, and honest to goodness, it looks like a moonscape. You're walking on this frozen tundra, trying not to slip, and although people are required to clear their sidewalks, which everybody has to do in their stoops, it's law, otherwise they really fine you. When trying to get across the street, all of these snow mounds have been piled up along the street by the snow plows. So now there's this little tiny narrow passageway with these 2 6-foot tundras of snow on either side of you, and you're trying to get through that to get to the street, to cross the street. So it's, and I tell you, it's a real challenge just to walk around the city after the couple of days after the snowfall.
Yeah, good revelations here. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer checks the TV report, including who's going to star in the new 24, 60 seconds from now here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill two ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Authority, 8 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Ellen DeGeneres is responsible for our thought of the day today, Jen. Follow your passion. Stay true to yourself. Never follow someone else's path unless you're in the woods and you're lost and you see a path. By all means, you should follow that path. Good food for thought. Okay, so we got the new 24, and I'm already ready to boo. And people are like, you racist. All right, so what's the
story? I'm going to give props, because I will talk about 24 in a second, but did any of you watch the revival of the X-Files?
Yes, I did. I loved it.
It's so awesome that I'm going to actually Fox a pass and say that maybe they can make 24 great even without Kiefer Sutherland. I'm going to be guardedly optimistic.
But the people in X-Files are the regular people.
Yeah, they're the originals.
And they had 13 episodes. They had 13 million people watch that show. How long has it been since you saw some 13 million people see any one show?
Right.
It was so fabulous. I mean, it was fun to see all the old characters back, but the storyline's really good, too, and timely, so check it out. Okay, so this is the big deal with 24. There's going to be a 24 revival, but Jack Bauer and Kiefer Sutherland, not part of it. I actually saw your buddy Mary Lynn Ricecobb on Twitter last night laughing because someone was begging her to go rescue Jack from Russia, and she was going back and forth with this guy on Twitter. Corey Hawkins, who is in Straight Outta Compton, is going to replace Kiefer Sutherland in 24 Legacy. Ooh. He's also on The Walking Dead. He'll be the leading man in the new reboot of 24. He'll play Eric Carter, and they're setting this guy up to be a military hero whose past follows him home when he comes back to the U.S., and he goes to CTU for protection and then finds himself trying to stop the largest terror attack ever created.
Boo.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are going to be at the Oscars, apparently, and also with the...
Are they not going to protest?
Well, you know, they're the right color to be invited to the Oscars.
That's okay.
They also are going to give Carol Burnett a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Producers Guild. This one's really cool. She's already gotten Emmys. She's gotten the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the Mark Twain Award. So now Carol Burnett being honored at a ceremony in Los Angeles, lifetime achievement for her, and so well-deserved. Really, really like her a lot. Miley Cyrus, did you talk about this?
No.
This is a big story. Miley Cyrus.
I tend to ignore whenever I see her involved. Go ahead, tell us.
Miley Cyrus, I think, is going the way of Lady Gaga, and she is going to test her real acting chops, not just Hannah Montana. She's going to star in Woody Allen's Amazon series that is coming out in the next couple of months. It's a 6-episode, half-hour comedy series, and it will be specifically for Amazon. But Woody Allen and Miley Cyrus teaming up, pretty cool.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Keep passing information along to you and yours, courtesy of the Doug Steffen Information Overload. Overload, you can handle it, right? We got all these people that are so smart. We can overload you and you'll still feel appreciative. 54 after the hour, Jennifer has What's Cooking next year on Good Day. What is cooking? I'm baking potatoes in my oven. The other day I baked a couple and I left them in there, forgot they were there, and I took them out and they were just like all burnt. You couldn't.
Did they get hard when you overbake them?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What do you left?
They can explode and catch on fire.
But you ate them anyway, right, Doug?
Well, I tried to, but I didn't get too far.
You made soup out of them.
Thanks.
After he knocked out a tooth, he's like, maybe not such a good idea.
All right, we'll find out what else is cooking in a moment.
$100
here on
donut. Day.
All right, calm down.
I like them bright fried potatoes.
This report is brought to you by Miranova Labs. Whether it's staying active and fit or doing the activities we enjoy most, making heart-healthy choices is the key to improving our overall health. Yet many people may not realize there is more they can do to protect their hearts from the damaging effects of oxidative stress. Dust the Rust Off is a nationwide public awareness campaign designed to educate America about the important role of taking a super antioxidant ergothionine supplement to protect the heart from oxidative stress. Dulvit Quince, the biggest loser celebrity trainer.
Your heart is at the core of a healthy body, but many Americans are letting oxidative stress literally rust and damage their hearts. That's why I am proud to partner with Marinova Labs to motivate America to take action and dust the rust off their gym equipment, running shoes, and especially their hearts. By committing to a good diet and taking a daily ergothionine supplement like Marinova EGT+, I encourage everyone to go to dusttherustoff.com to learn more.
All right, let's get at it here. I noticed there are a lot of people who are trying to deal with winter and the ideas that are coming up on some of the websites and some of the Twittering going back and forth, Jennifer. Somebody put out a search for the perfect winter meal, and this is, I suppose, maybe a little trick or a tip. Roberta was just having fun with me in the potato department, but there are a lot of things you can do with soups that are left over and whatever you have that's
handy
by. But
none should do what you do, where you take like soup that's 6 months old and then put it in a pot with some water and go, I've made some delicious soup.
No, last night actually,
if you boil it, it'll be safe.
Yeah. Right. Well, last night I had some leftover shrimp and I had some rice and beans.
Leftover from when?
Well, that's the point. It looked
last
like
Christmas.
No, well, I'm not sure.
Like, I
couldn't read the date on it, but I mixed it with some chowder that I had.
Wait, do your shrimp have dates written on them?
Here's a little clue for it.
Where do you
fit? If you can't remember the date or can't read the date on your shrimp, you should probably throw it away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
McDonald's says its sales are booming because of their all-day breakfast. This is the first time they've seen a sales bump since 2012. I don't know if you're going to save. It's kind of like Walmart closing stores. When McDonald's starts closing restaurants, you know that they're in trouble. So, all right, Jen, what else have you got?
All right, so you know Pizza Hut likes to get creative with their different pizzas. I think the latest one that caught my attention was the little hot dog pizza, you know, where they had the little weenies in the crust. Well, the people from Pizza Hut in
quiet,
New Zealand,
please. Yes, keep going, Jennifer,
have just launched, are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
A hash bites crust pizza, which tells me you have to actually be using hash to enjoy it. This one sounds really good. Actually, it's a pizza with tater tots, Dougie.
Really?
The tots are thrown into the crust before going into the oven. So it's a regular pizza with crust, and then along the side, the tater tots are kind of jammed on the top so that they get golden brown rather than, like, brown, like black from being in the pizza oven.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is in New Zealand with Pizza Hut, but anything that works there usually will come here next. So be on the lookout for tater tots. Pizza. Mm-mm.
Okay. What else have you
Stoner's
got?
Dream.
Yeah.
I see you drinking 1%. Is that because you think you're fat? Because you're not. You could be drinking whole if you wanted to.
Uh-huh.
That was Napoleon Dynamite. He used to stick tater tots in his pocket.
All right,
there's also a donut that's sweeping the nation. It costs $100 for one donut. This one is 24 karat gold. It's from a New York chef. Roberta, you should go check him out. He's selling golden donuts for $100 a piece. His name is Bjorn De La Cruz. Talk about mixed races there. He sells 24 karat gold leaf donuts at Williamsburg, Brooklyn's Manila Social Club restaurant, where he's the executive chef. Apparently, this has gotten huge on social media. You can buy a dozen for $1,000. They're handmade.
Whoa.
He uses pastry dough. And golden leaf on the outside.
What in the world are we coming to?
Jelly filled too, by the way.
59 past the hour. What's cooking here on Good Day?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. MilitaryMedia.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.